WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Karma Police by Radiohead. All right, we have big news for all you fans of 90.7 The Morning Show. We have our recording system finally working again.
We fixed it.
If you noticed,
we did
that
it, Joe.
I don't know what you'd call like posting the recordings online. So I'm going to call them VODs.
VODs.
Like they're like our Twitch VODs.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had them for like the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, they haven't been uploaded.
But
we haven't been able to
now
record.
We have new discs that work with the system. And starting at this very, very moment, we got our recording working again.
We do.
So Danielle, if you want to have your words immortalized into history, you can call us at 205-348-9070. That's 205-348-9070.
Come on, Danielle. Get those little gopher hands dialing.
That's right. But there is more today than just recording. I think there's something to do.
There's something that we do every day.
We need to discuss, you know, especially with all the craziness happening last night. I think people need to know the...
Weather report. Do not disturb. The weather report. What's the weather like, Andrew?
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. It's currently 51 degrees with a high of 68 and a low of 49. There is 9-mile-an-hour wind with 21-mile-an-hour gusts, and it feels like 50 degrees. The humidity is 68%, and you can expect to see sunny skies all day and expect some wind in the late afternoon. Whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad on 90.7 The Morning Show. Christian, hit us with your daily affirmation.
In this season in West Alabama, in which tornadoes are frequent, I will make sure to stay tuned into the weather and stay safe and always be prepared. And I won't get too overly worried about a tornado watch, because even though you should be prepared during a tornado watch, they never actually amount to anything. That's a nice little affirmation based on last night.
You know, even though it's your favorite segment, we hope we don't have to bring you Tornado Watch on 90.7 The Morning Show.
Well, you know, Tornado Watch has been canceled, according to that.
I know. You know, imagine if you got a notification on your phone that said Gopher Watch has been canceled, or Big
horrendous.
Al Watch has been canceled.
I don't know what I'd do if I learned that Gopher Watch had been canceled.
What if we got the campus to send a notification that was like, Gopher Watch has been canceled. Tune in to 90.7 from 8 to 10 on Wednesday for more information. We'd get tens of viewers.
That's true. We got to find somebody that works for like the UA safety notification office to send that out.
And, you know, with all the weather craziness, bring someone on to like just talk about like the weather and like why we send out all the things. And
oh, yeah, 100%.
Things like that. That could be a very interesting
guest. That could actually be quite interesting.
Reach out to us on the WVUA-FM Instagram or the Office of Student Media Instagram, or call in at 205-348-9070 if you want to tell us what kind of guests you'd be interested in seeing on the show.
That's true. We'll try and bring them on.
But from now on, we're going to bring the music back on with When I Was by My Friend Peter. Enjoy.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Morning Show. And
Are we here with where we get all our news and views?
We are where we get all our news and views, the Crimson White. Big news out of the Crimson White for your Crimson White news break this morning.
All right, what do we got?
That's right. This is from March the 31st, so a couple days ago, written by Sarah Clifton. We always want to shout out the authors of these.
Of course.
Articles. This is big. Maven Navarro. Named editor-in-chief of the Crimson White.
Wow.
Our beloved sister organization has a new editor-in-chief. Rising junior Maven Navarro will be, and I quote, taking her journalistic tour de force to the next level by leading the Crimson White, beginning in May as editor-in-chief. She hails from Waxahachie, Texas.
And you got it.
And is currently studying news media and political science.
Wow, you know, Texans rise up. We're doing so much
work. Texans in the media. You know, everyone's talking about the liberal media, this, the conservative media, that. What about the Texas media?
We are the secret third thing.
Yeah, we got editor-in-chief of Crimson White. We got morning show co-host Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
We got so many people.
Marketing team member.
Marketing team member, yeah.
And more. There's more Texans than you think around you.
Indeed.
No, that's they're not always, meant to be a
they're always watching.
You know, if Texas ever decides to secede, Texas Roadhouse will actually become the embassy for Texas.
As long as they still give me the, like, rolls with cinnamon butter, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
We're making a treaty here on the conditions for Texas to secede, Texan which should not happen. But we don't get political about secession of states on 90.7 The Morning Show. We prefer to talk about more fun things like The Weekly Watch, your favorite Weekly Watch segment. And today we're going to talk about favorite childhood movies. That's because last night I watched Toy Story 2, which is the best of the four Toy Stories.
This is correct.
Hands down. It's got
crazy there are four now.
It has the chicken man.
The channel is, yeah, it does have
it
the
has
chicken
some
man.
Of the best quotes. You know, it's got the when Zurg's jamming Buzz into the wall and it just goes buzz. Lightyear to the rescue is iconic. The when the villain, Al McWiggin, the chicken man,
indeed,
is driving to work and he's like, I can't believe I have to go all the way to work on a Saturday. All the way to work.
Mark.
And he just drives across the street.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's so many great quotes, great moments, great writing.
Indeed.
Know, peak Pixar. You know, they were a few films in, really found their stride.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love those early Pixar things. Toy Story 2 came out in 1999,
that's
and it does
insane.
Not look like
no,
it.
No, it doesn't.
Like Toy Story
really
and Bug's
up.
Life, you're like, yeah, this is. Toy Story and Bug's Life is like, all right, this is
like
a,
you can definitely tell a Toy Story is like their first ever feature.
Yeah, like you feel like, yeah, this is the 90s. Like this isn't this century. But Toy Story 2, you could be like, oh, this came out 2000, whatever, you know, like, oh, something.
Yeah.
And like,
they really upgraded.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big, huge jump from Bug's Life to Toy Story 2. But, you know, so Pixar was a big part of my childhood. But Christian, what movies made up your childhood?
Now, I enjoyed Pixar. I watched some Pixar. And, you know, I love Disney and Pixar.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to specifically talk about a Disney movie, non-Pixar Disney movie that was a big part of my childhood. I was a big Fox and the Hound guy.
Fox and the Hound. So I've actually never seen that one.
So it's from that era, like, you know, you always hear people talk about the Disney Renaissance and the, like...
Yes, you know, the 90s.
It's, like, the sort of dark age of Disney. People don't really talk
like
about from the 70s, early
80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Black Cauldron era.
Yeah, Ooh, shout out Black Cauldron. You're surprising you know Black Cauldron. It's a good movie.
Oh, I know Black Cauldron, you know.
Yeah, what y'all know about Black Cauldron? If you have any thoughts on Black Cauldron, please call in. But anyway.
I don't think there's enough people who have seen it to...
No, that's what I'm saying.
Danielle, I can assure
the
you
Oliver and Company era. Shout out Oliver and Company.
Wait, when did Aristocats come out?
I want to say it was like on the cusp of that era. Early in that era.
Okay. That's to say, like I associate it sort of with that time.
Yeah, but anyway, it's heartwarming. It's kind of bittersweet. I remember I have fond memories of watching it on like the school AV cart once and the projector once. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, you had like the 20-inch maybe standard def TV on the cart with the VHS tape player.
Ooh.
Good times.
Ooh.
That or there was the projector. Remember the Scholastic like movies where like they took Scholastic books and turned them into movies and then be put on the projector?
Yes.
Like Harold and His Purple Crayon.
Weren't they like ads or?
They were basically like 30-minute walking advertisements for the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Company.
Yeah, Scholastic
Those were a good time too. Those went
hard. How come UA does not have a Scholastic Book Fair?
So true, folks. Get a Scholastic Book Fair inside the Ferg.
You know it would, like,
it would make
bring
bank.
In so much
money. It would make bank. I would be there.
I would certainly be there.
My money would be green.
Oh, business yeah. Would my money be, would be gone.
They would be making a good profit off of me.
I would drop the whole wad.
Real.
At a UA school.
Bands would be spent by Christian.
By the role.
By myself, yeah.
You know, but that is really. when did the Rescuers come out? Is that in that era?
I think it was. Yeah, no, it was definitely
Rescuers
was
a favorite of mine.
Yeah,
Rescuers
is from
that era.
It's definitely
more mainstream than a lot of the other ones from that era.
That's true.
It's like kind of survived the test of time maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
But like still like shout out. Like I love that movie, you know. But of course you can't stop. Like Disney Renaissance, Little Mermaid came out.
Oh.
You know, Disney realized, you know, let's go back to fairy tales.
Indeed.
But make them Broadway.
What y'all know about The Little Mermaid 3?
Well, there's a prequel and a sequel. Are you counting that or?
Yeah, hit direct to DVD film.
Yeah,
Little Mermaid 3.
It was like Ariel Begins or what's the?
I think it was the
Ariel's Beginning. It's something like
that.
Is that
the
one where you see
yeah.
like her mom die?
This is true. Yeah,
and
Little Mermaid
you see, you know, that the king hates music. Then by the end, he likes music again.
Yeah.
And then there's the sequel, and I know she has like a daughter named like Melody.
Yep.
You know, and that's all I know. I've never seen it. I just know.
I don't know. Shout out to also Disney direct to DVD films. Like there's like four or five Aladdin.
Oh, there's yeah. They got Robin Williams back for the third Aladdin.
They did. They just kept shooting the Aladdins out.
And they have Hunchback of Notre Dame too.
Yep.
Which didn't have any of the weight of the first one.
No, most definitely not.
But you can't. Beat some of those. What are the other ones?
No, it's hard to beat Victor Hugo. Really is. I believe wasn't he the guy that wrote the Hunchback?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. But
same guys wrote Les Misérables. So if you like Les Mis,
oh yeah, and other things as well.
Many other things.
But I'm trying to think of the other direct to DVD sequels.
I don't know, but
I can think of
same era. So that era, of course, does not give the same vibes as Disney's Dark Age, but the direct-to-DVD sequels released in that era give
they
the same vibes.
I know there's so many, but like, I can't. Oh, Mulan 2.
Oh, Mulan 2. Classic. Pocahontas 2.
Pocahontas 2. I think everyone got a sequel. Like,
yeah.
Who didn't?
Literally.
Exactly.
Anyone who was anyone was getting sequels.
Like,
back in
Little Mermaid got a prequel. Like, I wish we got more prequels.
So true.
You know, Mulan prequel could have gone hard.
Oh, that could have gone very hard.
You know, bring back. Some characters. I just keep thinking of like all the other franchises. They got like way too many sequels.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Alpha and Omega.
I forgot
about that movie.
I had seen the first one. I got the first one on Redbox as a kid.
I forgot
they kept spitting out sequels direct to DVD.
Redbox. Oh my. But yeah, because the first one's borderline good.
For a kid's movie.
It's for a kid's movie, right?
And then they just kept.
And then it kept. Oh, my.
It's insane.
Oh, anything. Oh, Land Before Time.
Oh, Land
now
Before
that
Time
that is the
series.
Definition of too many sequels. There's like, what, 17 of them or something?
Yeah, hey, I like the Land Before, you know.
The first one is like completely.
You know, what movie, what other movie are you going to watch when you go to the pediatrics?
No, well, okay.
It's always going to be on.
No, what I'm, in my experience, pediatricians' offices just have Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on loop.
Oh no! See, in my experience, they have The Land Before Time.
Okay, yeah, because like
one of the Land Before
the ones that was because there was one point where I was like at three different offices and each one just had Mickey Mouse Clubhouse because like, pediatrics you have to make sure it's suitable for any child that walks
yeah.
in there. And so like being pushing like the last few years of being able to see pediatrics, I'm like, all right, well, what shape of fine is Mickey Mouse Cthulhu? It's better than staring at the wall.
True.
And then you have your dentists, which you can usually assume it's going to be an Ice Age movie. You just don't know which one.
No, that's accurate. That's very accurate. I have to say, based on my one experience recently, I'm pretty sure whenever you donate plasma, they will just have Full House on loop.
Ooh, just, yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, no, they never usually played TV shows.
No, they don't.
It'd always be movies.
It's movies.
You know, something from the 2000s. you know, because they just keep swapping out the DVDs. You know, shout out to dentists where they play Ice Age. Indeed. And if you were good, you'd get a prize.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they got to a point where they stopped letting me get prizes.
But you're like, you know, the little balsa wood planes? Those were fun.
Yeah, my dentist had arcade machines.
Oh, ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so I was like playing Galaga all the time. Or we had a pole position.
Oh.
And it was like so cool because it's barely audible. It's like, and I'm like, and I'm just figuring out, like, pulling, like, the, like, high-low gear, not knowing what I'm doing, just trying not to... Because if you touch anything in pole position, you explode.
Oh, yeah.
And I was felt guilty, so I would stop playing, like, racing cars, and I would go back to shooting aliens in Galaga. And then the dentist would do their thing, but yeah. At that point, I'm like, all right, well, just do your thing so I can get my prize.
Yeah, why are we here? You're not here to actually see the dentist. You're here to play the arcade games.
Play the games and then get my prize.
Yeah, it's like a Chuck E. Cheese. But with dental hygiene.
I know. Man, Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Every time I'm kind of in that area, you know, with the Barnes & Noble, GameStop, yeah. And all that.
You know, I live in walking distance, and I'm always tempted to just randomly walk to Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, you need a kid to actually get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it feels weird if not.
Where do we find one?
I have a niece.
See, that's
mom, dad. I know you're listening. Can you get Avery down here? We want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
We want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, get her down here. Get your granddaughter down here. Come on now. Talk to whoever you have to talk to make this happen. I don't talk to Brandon. Anyway,
we have strings we can pull on 90.7 The Morning Show. We will get into Chuck E. Cheese.
We will. There might even be some content at Chuck E. Cheese. You know.
Yeah. You know,
we
great
can, like,
content
post on the
for
Instagram.
UA
we can
media.
Post. Yeah, we can post skee ball scores. Who's a better skee baller?
WVUA skee ball tournament.
What's the plan on this? We got to get to summer on this.
We got to get to summer. We got to get to
Chloe. We got to Terry. We got to talk to all the folks.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to plan out this Chuck E. Cheese adventure. In the meantime, we're going to hit you back with some music. We got Brainwaves by the Muo Duo. We'll see you next time on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Morning Show. And we're here to talk about something very important.
Indeed.
We need to talk about your favorite segment.
And what I think we should do a song. It'd be even better than just saying your favorite segment.
Okay.
Where are you, Gopher? I think I found you. You never fade away. That's right. That's what Faith Hill was really singing about.
All right. Well, today is, of course, the time when we talk about Gopher Watch.
And, you know, if you have Gopher Watch in your heart and your mind, it will feel like Gopher Watch all
the time. I have no gopher stories, too.
Yeah, well, no gophers for me.
But today's more than just Gopher Day. We're going to celebrate today. So I'm looking at what special days it is today. It's World Party Day.
Woo!
I think you can get behind that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm not going to be able to go for a while because I have a rehearsal. But I have a friend's birthday party. I'm planning on like stopping by in for 15 minutes. So I'll be celebrating World
Party
Day.
It's American Circus Day for all you clowns out there.
You know, every day is World Circus Day if you're me.
Oh, yeah. Day of Hope.
Nah.
Don't go to work unless it's fun day.
You know, we have fun.
That's why
we're not
here.
Paid, but it's fun.
It's fan dance day. Like Japanese fans.
Interesting.
Fish fingers and custard day.
Oh, interesting combination.
Ooh, independent artist day.
Big up.
You know,
I have a
sketch that I've been working on I'll show you a little sneak peek of how it's going. I'm holding it up to the microphone. That's Mewtwo from the Pokemon franchise, my favorite Pokemon. And I'm doing a great sketch on him that I've been working on between segments. and during my DJ shift.
He's been coloring away.
Oh yeah, I found a great reference image. I'm going really hard with the shading.
Yeah, the shading goes crazy, folks.
It's,
I don't know why I'm explaining this to y'all. Y'all can see it through the microphone.
Oh, I know they can see it, but the thing is,
commentary,
because it's not done yet. Yeah. It's very blurry, you know. And if someone's not using a good radio, they're not going to have great resolution.
That's true.
You know, shout out to everyone with a 4K radio.
Yeah.
Sorry for those with the 720p.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Let's see. It's also National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a good one.
I love chocolate.
This is a good one. National Film Score Day.
So,
do you have a favorite film score? Like the music of it in a movie. Yeah. Like the soundtrack, but not kind of.
It's basic, but episode 4 of Star Wars always hits. Make sure, no, maybe episode 5, because, you know, wasn't it episode 5 that introduced the Imperial March?
Yes, there's no,
yeah, no, honestly, episode 5, because it has the episode 4 song and the
That's the first one you see the Emperor.
That's true.
Goated character.
Indeed, goated character. So
I don't know. I feel like episode 3 also has some.
Oh yeah, episode 3. I mean, it has Duel of the Fates.
Episode 3 does have a little bit of Duel of the Fates. It's got like the Battle of Heroes or whatever the Anakin versus Obi-Wan song is. Goes hard, you know, and it has some Imperial March in there.
It does, yeah.
You know,
all the greatest hits.
Pretty good. All your favorite hits. But let's see, for me, I really like you know, bring it back to Pixar. Also recently watched Incredibles. The music in that is fire.
The Incredibles
all the way
does have some great music.
I don't know if off the top of my head I can say like a best of all time, but that really, really stood out. Let's see. But
Hans
speaking
Zimmer's
of good music, is there something I'm thinking there's something related to music.
There's a band that makes really great music.
No,
and speaking
of
celebrating the day, I think there's a big holiday today.
Wait, I know what it is. Actually, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I see Toy Story 2. No, I watched Toy Story 2. And at the very end, they have the little squeaky penguin. And he sings You Got a Friend in Me. His name is Wheezy. You know, and he is quite the Weezer.
That's right. It's Weezer Wednesday.
Now, what is today in Weezer history? There's always something today in Weezer history.
Yeah, we're going back to our pals at Weezerpedia. We love Weezer.
Some of our biggest collaborators.
So in 02, they recorded the second batch of demos for their unreleased fifth album.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
I wonder what it would have been.
Indeed. Sadly, we'll never know.
What color would it have been?
Oh, that's true.
I think Weezer kind of slowed down because they kind of stopped running out of, they started running
out
of colors.
The Mauve album.
The Mauve album.
What y'all know about the color Mauve?
It's one of the colors Joseph had on his amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat.
Very
true, it is. It's one of the colors of all time.
It is one of the colors of all time. And to help celebrate Weezer, we have a Weezer song just for you.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to pipe down and stop talking and let it play.
We're going to bring on Hash Pipe by Weezer from the Green album. All of y'all, enjoy.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.